Internal versus external risks. One way to classify risks is to consider whether they are internal versus external to the organization or supply chain. The strategic analysis tool SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, has an internal strengths and weaknesses component and an external opportunities and threats component, for example. Internal risks are likely to be things the organization can directly control, perhaps by influencing the supply chain. External risks are generally outside of the organization's control, but may still be subject to some degree of organizational influence. The risks related to supply chain partner relationships, after all, are partly related to one's own actions, reliability, and trustworthiness. Other risks, such as wars, are clearly outside of the organization's influence, and in such cases, the task is to understand and account for them, for example, adapt or avoid, since they cannot be controlled. All risks can be categorized as either internal risks or external risks, so this may be a good way to subdivide other risk categories. Exhibit 8-17 lists examples of each. Internal risks. Internal risk relates to the risks inherent in strategic, tactical, and operational planning and execution. Indicating a risk is internal implies that there is more potential for the organization to make structural changes or continuous improvements to reduce the probability or impact of these risks. These risks are more in the organization's control because they can alter processes, procedures, policies, technologies, staffing, and so on to address or eliminate a risk. Internal risks can be broken down into the following subcategories. Expected, minor operations risks. Internal risks that relate to normal operations and that are low impact but high in probability need a supply chain that is designed to minimize the disruptiveness of such events so they can have a limited or very temporary effect on operations. Lean operations with low inventory levels will have a greater chance of these disruptions requiring a longer recovery time and so need additional risk management planning and responses such as strategically placed buffers or alternative suppliers. Anticipated moderate disruption risks. Internal risks that are medium in impact and probability often relate to projects or continuous improvements that have unintended consequences or unforeseen difficulties. These risks can be anticipated by investing more in deliberate planning. Difficult to predict major disruption risks. Internal risks that are low in probability but would create a major disruption can relate to digital transformation initiatives for the supply chain or other major changes. In many cases, an external risk or risk event such as the failure of a supplier can result in a related internal risk. Doing nothing when some response is needed, making the wrong strategic or tactical decisions in response to the risk or event, or responding too slowly. Again, deliberate planning, including contingency planning with pre-planned responses, are ways to address such internal risks. Internal risks include strategic and tactical risks. Strategic risks have strong potential to impact business continuity, brand image, reputation, and market share. How robust and well-considered are the organization's risk philosophy, risk appetite, ethics, integrity, and risk process? Ethics and integrity also relate to internal risk because organizations that have strong governance cultures will expose themselves to fewer risks. An example of a tactical internal risk is forecast error, which is a type of demand risk. Forecast error is a critical demand risk since so many decisions, including decisions on logistics capacity, are based on the forecast. Forecasting is an internal process that the organization can monitor, control, and improve. Forecast methods need to include error threshold levels that trigger review and revision if surpassed. Another response is to follow forecasting best practices such as risk pooling, forecasting at the aggregate level. Errors can also come from bad models or bad data, so models and data need to be checked carefully. Performance risks could be strategic, tactical, or operational in nature. Performance risks include failure to innovate, achieve the needed level of excellence or supply chain maturity relative to the market, adjust capacity in a timely manner, perform perfect order fulfillment at the targeted level, improve or comply given unfavorable audit results. External risks. External risks relate to risks of supply chain disruptions from sources outside the direct control of the organization. Important categories of external risks include the economy. The economy can impact demand for the organization's products or services and demand for supply chain capacity. Choices made during times of growth may need to be revisited in times of contraction. This can relate to insourcing slash outsourcing, adding or reducing capacity, and other resource-intensive decisions. Competitors. Competitor actions can include new product introductions, contracting with or removing suppliers, price changes, demand generation, entry into new markets, or competition over natural resources or labor talent. Organizations need to use the information they can gather to anticipate likely actions and respond appropriately. Technology. Technology can resolve some risks, but it often creates new risks. The need to regularly invest in new technologies creates a financial risk and risk of project delay, cost overrun, or failure. Technology changes can create supply chain disruption as new processes and tools need to be learned and adopted into regular operations without allowing workarounds. Outsourcing. Outsourcing risks include less flexibility, loss of control, shift in power to suppliers, loss of skills, missed opportunity to develop a core competency, poor partner selection, poor outsourcing contracts, unrealized savings, or hidden costs. Governments, laws, and regulations. Federations such as the EU, national governments, and regional governments can change labor laws, tax laws, safety regulations, environmental regulations, and so on. These changes can create new incentives such as a tax break for investing in zero-carbon vehicles, but they often also add new costs such as needing to pay for employee health care insurance or to change and document waste disposal and recycling methods. Organizations can track trends, lobby, and prepare in advance for likely new regulations and laws. Society. Cultural differences exist between countries and within countries. Generational differences also can result in changing tastes for products and services. Organizations not only need to continue reviewing their product and logistics service offerings, but also where their products will be available for sale. Brick and mortar, e-commerce, and so on. Supply chains need to be prepared to satisfy new types of demand from new channels.